This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Final hour here, but you're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And there's a new report out. Who exactly does these reports?
Well, there's a bunch of different organizations out there, or at least a handful of them. This one is the Heritage Foundation in this particular case, and the index in this case is the Index of Economic Freedom. There's also another one that's done by the Fraser Institute, which is a Canadian organization, and then there's the Free the World, which I don't know if that's Fraser related. And then there's also Freedom in the 50 States. So there's some global ones, and then there's now, some focus on North America.
Are these people who are actually about freedom, or do they mean freedom in the sense of, oh, you need a democracy and a tightly controlled fascist state that's telling businesses what they can and can't do?
The Heritage Foundation tends to be a kind of conservative organization from what I understand about them. In this case, they're only looking at economic freedom, so... You know, freedom, social freedoms are generally not factored particularly into these. From what I understand, I have not looked at the details on how exactly these numbers are coordinated.
Well, in a free society, one would go with the other. You would have social freedoms if that's what people wanted and voted with their wallets.
No doubt about it. The index in this case does evaluate four broad policy areas that affect economic freedom: the rule of law, government size, regulatory efficiency, and open markets. There are 12 specific categories, including property rights, judicial effectiveness, government integrity. That's a, you know, oxymoron. The tax burden, government spending, fiscal health, business freedom, labor freedom, monetary freedom, trade freedom, investment freedom, and financial freedom. So basically, the fewer regulatory, you know, strictures there are, the higher your index of economic freedom will likely be.
Okay.
And the more corrupt, you know, the more corruption in the judicial branch, the worse property rights, you know, so these are the things that they're looking at here.
Okay. And so the United States is doing worse than ever at any point in its history.
At least at any point in the history of the study. So the study has not gone on for all of history as far as the U.S. Is concerned. But however long they've been doing these studies, and we've been talking about them for years here on Free Talk Live. So I think it's been at least most of the last two decades, maybe beyond that. But here's the Heritage press release from Heritage.org. Global economic freedom remained at a record high of 61.6 for the second year in a row. That's out of a potential score of 100, by the way. So record high is an F rating when you look at the like the ABC.
It's about half free.
Yeah. The Heritage Foundation's Economic Freedom Index for 2021. Now, the number, the time frames that they're looking at here includes the last half of 2019 and the first half of 2020. So within the first...
It includes some of the COVID lockdown.
So that would include like about 3 months, right? So how much of that's really going to be included as far as is it going to really affect the numbers if it's just a few months? I don't know. They don't really talk a whole lot about COVID restrictions at all here in this little intro that they're doing. So they just mention it sort of later on. Anyway, we'll get to that. Despite the uncertainty of a global pandemic, Singapore remained in the top spot as the world's most free economy. Now, interestingly, Hong Kong is not on this list because Hong Kong for a long time dominated the top of these lists. And I'm pretty sure it used to be on the Heritage list. So I'm not sure at what year they took Hong Kong off the list. Oh, actually, they addressed that coming up here. So Singapore.
Do they consider it part of China now?
They've got to, right?
I think so. So Singapore remained in the top spot, while the U.S. recorded its worst score and ranking ever, a result of out-of-control spending and a loss of confidence by Americans in the even-handed rule of law. Hong Kong and Macau were not ranked in the 2021 index, partly a consequence of Beijing's growing control over the city's economy. So it used to be that Hong Kong was the number one most free economic place, and they've taken them off the list entirely at this point.
Conan, I assumed you left about Singapore because of its draconian laws.
Correct.
Otherwise.
I mean, this might be economic freedom, but I want to see something similar that with you talking about personal freedom, individual freedom.
In Singapore, you'll go to prison if you criticize Islam on YouTube.
Yeah, guess who number two is? New Zealand. And if you look at the way they're handling this COVID nonsense, they are not free. That whole damn place is locked down. They'll throw you in jail in a heartbeat if you question anything. These guys putting the signs up, the stickers that we talked about early in the show, they probably would have been beat down by the cops if they were in New Zealand. Beat down.
Well, they were in Manchester, so I'm still kind of surprised that didn't happen.
Australia's on here. Ireland's on here.
Well relative,
no free place.
It's relative, right?
Yeah.
There. If you take all of the nations on the earth and you put them in an order, there is going to be some sort of, one of them is going to be the freest place. That doesn't mean that place is necessarily free.
Right. Yeah. It's like comparing cancer. I mean, New Hampshire is ostensibly the freest of the states, depending on which list you look at. Sometimes it's Florida, sometimes it's New Hampshire, but, you know, it's still not a free place. I mean, we just had guys getting arrested for stickering.
Yeah.
So far,
we're the only place in the world, I believe, that's happened. Go New Hampshire.
I don't know why, but there's just not a lot out there as far as a social freedom ranking. There used to be freetheworld.org, but I don't know if that just got gobbled up by the Fraser Institute or what happened to it. Right now, Fraser Institute is ranking New Hampshire as the most economically free in North America as of their 2018 numbers. But again, none of this really factors in COVID yet. We're not going to see that for some time. Fraser Institute ranks Singapore at number two underneath Hong Kong for their 2018 numbers. But most notably, it's the United States that's dropping. The U.S. recorded a score of 74.8, which is lower than its 2020 score, and dropped to number 20 globally from number 17 the year prior. The U.S. remains mostly free, and its regional ranking is unchanged at third out of 32 countries that were graded in the Americas region, behind Canada and Chile. So even in the Americas, the United States is not the most free economically. Now, we know...
Well, Canada has legalized prostitution, it's automatically freer than the United States, which chooses for some draconian reason to regulate that.
But Canada has also had much worse crackdowns on COVID than the United States.
They're quarantining when you get off the plane now.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
What if you take a private plane?
That's what I'm saying. This is just economic freedom. I really want to see this. Mm-hmm. I want to see the social freedom list.
If
there is one that even exists, or even a combination of all this to get an idea of what's going on, because...
How would you rate social freedoms?
Freedom of speech, whether they're arresting you because you put stickers on the city hall or not, certain things are legal, like, certain drugs and or prostitution and, all that.
Okay,
I think this list probably exists, but it's probably not.
You could have done this in your off time over the last several months.
Yes, exactly. I could have. No, I couldn't have. I don't know any of these states.
There was a Human Freedom Index, but I can't find it at the moment.
So, anyways, it looks like the one that has been hit the most is fiscal health.
You mean in the United States?
In the United States.
Well, that's not surprising at all.
A lot of these are up in the 80s, the 80 percentile.
Mm-hmm.
But fiscal health is at 34.9.
Oof. Now, what does that mean? That means like the amount of debt in the country, basically?
It's got to be. I'm going to try to scroll down and figure out.
I mean, that's been rocketing upwards, so it would make sense that's taken a bit.
Well, isn't it like half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck or something like that? I don't remember.
Well, I don't know if they're talking about individual. I think they're talking about the state, would be my guess. But that's just a guess when they're talking about fiscal health. But you're right. Americans themselves are not fiscally healthy either.
So fiscal health is in the government size category. The top individual income tax rate is 37%, and the top corporate tax rate is 21%. The overall tax burden equals 24. Da, 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 da. Government spending has amounted to 35.5% of total output GDP over the past 3 years, and budget deficits have averaged 5.3% of GDP. Public debt is equivalent to 109% of GDP.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Conan, I believe I found what you were asking about from worldpopulationreview.com, the freest countries. It has a personal freedom index, an economic freedom index, and
good.
A human
good.
What year is this?
2021, is what it says. Well, it's...
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to actually look at it before I can spoil it.
We're not good, I'm presuming.
We're we're doing okay.
I mean, but U.S.
for this
never
cursory
on the top.
Class. I didn't prepare to do this, so don't ask me what any of this is saying. If I was good at my job, I would have prepared.
We'll figure it out.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And what is freedom exactly? I feel like that's something worth mentioning, because as I'm being able to just walk into any store and buy anything you want doesn't necessarily mean that you're free. It just means you can walk into a store and buy anything you want. So economic freedom, as Conan points out, it only tells part of the story about whether or not people are free. There's also what at least World Population Review is calling personal freedom. And they say it is the freedom of an individual to have freedom of opinion and expression, equality before the courts, security of private property, and freedom to come and go.
Okay, those are pretty good.
It also gives a human freedom index, and they got this from another country, someone else compiled it, but essentially what it means is individuals' dignity being considered inherently valuable, because that plays a vital role in human progress. So I'm not 100% clear on what they mean by, quote, human freedom.
Well, Cato is apparently still doing their Human Freedom Index, so there was one for 2020. I will try to pull that up here.
Yeah, they've got they rate rule of law, security and safety, movement, religion, association, identity and relationships. They also includes the size of government.
But in looking at these breakdowns, World Population Review has each category, personal freedom rank, economic freedom rank, and human freedom. The United States isn't particularly noteworthy in any of them. The best it ever achieves at any point is, I've already lost it. No, I got it backwards. It's economic freedom, where it's ranked fifth behind Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, and Switzerland. In terms of personal freedom and human freedom, it's not even in the top 30.
You know, I bet, you know what, the part of the problem is that the country's too big. There's just too many different states, too many different governors and people doing their own thing, and they're just messing. It's like gun violence. You know, when you actually look at where it's actually taking place in this country, it's not really prevalent like the left likes to claim that it is. It's really only happening in a couple places: New York, Chicago. That's it. Everywhere else, we're like, yeah, we want our guns and we're taken care of and we're not hurting anybody.
Interesting, some countries that you wouldn't expect to rank above the United States are doing so. Lithuania, Slovenia, South Korea, all of these personal freedom rankings, and they're beating the United States. Taiwan, Portugal, Estonia, Belgium, Iceland. Apparently the United States just isn't that free of a place, but that's not surprising, and we knew that.
So according to the Cato Institute, which, as you know, is a fairly libertarian think tank in the United States, they have done the Human Freedom Index, which looks at actually, it's got three columns when you look at the chart. There's personal freedom, there's economic freedom, and then there's human freedom. So that's, I presume, the average of the two, or some sort of summation of the two. And so this is ranked by the human freedom. So the rankings by human freedom, then you can sort of look to the left and see what their score was on personal economic. So number one, most free, according to this. Now, this is the 2020 index, so it's likely using numbers from 2019, would be my guess. New Zealand at number one with 8.87 out of a possible 10.
Then sounds pretty free.
Switzerland with an 8.82, Hong Kong. After that, Denmark, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Estonia, Germany, Sweden, Finland, Japan, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Austria, Norway, the United Kingdom, and finally, at number 17, tied with the United Kingdom, the United States.
Now, I've got to dispute whatever crazy rankings they're using. The United States is significantly freer than the United Kingdom.
Well, according to these numbers,
for no other reason than that we're allowed to have guns.
And by the way, those numbers, those state countries, were very similar to the economic chart that we went over before this. Very, very similar.
But Singapore was not in there,
except the fact.
Singapore is down at number 28.
That makes more sense as far as personal freedom is concerned.
Yeah, and by the way, Singapore's personal freedom is, remember, this
is all of
list
them.
Takes human freedom So it's averaging economic freedom with personal freedom. When you look at personal freedom, Singapore is
60.
In the 7.77 range. I don't know what ranking that would be because I can't. I'm looking at a PDF, so I can't like click to rank these. But so Singapore down there. United States got an 8.66 score on its personal freedom chart, which puts it below the UK. The UK at 8.79. The US did score higher than the UK on economic freedom with an 8.22 compared to an 8.08 in the UK. I mean, they looked at a bunch of different factors. You can disagree if you want to, but that's a human freedom score.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that if they factored in the ability to own guns and defend yourselves.
I would think Cato would have that in there somewhere.
Well, they mentioned freedom of expression and freedom of religion and all that other stuff, but they...
Yeah, freedom to defend yourself.
They notably did not mention that.
UK and Australia and New Zealand are out the window when it comes to that.
No doubt. Well, I mean, almost everywhere is out the window except for the United States. Very few places where gun ownership is actually legal. The Human Freedom Index presents a broad measure of human freedom understood as the absence of coercive restraint. This sixth annual index uses 76 distinct indicators of personal and economic freedom in the following areas: rule of law, security and safety, which I presume would be gun freedom would be under that, movement, religion, association, assembly, and civil society, expression and information, identity and relationships, size of government, legal system and property rights, access to sound money, freedom to trade internationally, regulation of credit, labor, and business. These are the areas that they looked at.
In the United States...
was number 17 on that list.
2 years ago.
This is the 2020 release, so
what do they consider to be sound money? Do they consider the USD to be sound money?
Cato? I can't imagine they would consider that to be sound money.
I certainly don't, but sound...
It says access to sound money. That doesn't mean that the government would be creating sound money. That just means that you're not prohibited from having gold. You're not prohibited from having cryptocurrency.
The most sound money I can think of at the moment, if it still qualifies as money, I'm going to just, for the sake of the segue, I'm going to say it does. Bitcoin is perpetually in the news. Of course, it's down right now. It's dropped maybe $5,000, $6,000, maybe up to $1,000. I don't know. I haven't looked in the last few minutes. But the 2021 returns, according to Goldman Sachs, could destroy everything on Wall Street. This is coming from Yahoo.com's finance section. Goldman Sachs didn't start including Bitcoin in its weekly ranking of global asset class returns until late January, when the largest cryptocurrency quietly appeared atop the chart. But since then, Bitcoin's lead over assets from stocks to bonds, oil, banks, gold, and tech stocks, and the euro has widened.
By the way, Bitcoin worth more than Goldman Sachs, or Goldman Sachs.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's been that way for months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming close to, I think, MasterCard?
It knocked down Tesla recently. And it's, so it's in the top five.
Nice.
Of all, like, U.S. corporations, even though Bitcoin's not a corporation, just comparing the market caps.
But since then, that's since January, Bitcoin's lead over asset... Oh, I said that. As of March the 4th, Bitcoin's year-to-date return at about 70% was roughly double that for the next closest competitor, which was the energy sector. The comparisons could become even more flattering to Bitcoin now that a recent bout of selling in U.S. stocks has taken the S&P's 500 index to return to roughly zero, flat, for the year. More about Bitcoin.
Wah, wah.
Miami evidently looking to pay people, and Yellen says his use is not energy efficient. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. And another woman has come forward with accusations that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo touched her inappropriately. The Albany Times-Union reporting the woman accusing the governor of touching her last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. The paper did not release the name of the latest accuser. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. New York's Attorney General has opened an investigation into the accusations against the governor. This is USA Radio News. A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border, according to the Border Patrol. More than 3,200 children were being held in facilities intended to temporarily hold adults, as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed facilities on the border in recent weeks. Representative Henry Cuellar says that migrants are receiving multiple messages about coming to the United States. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News most are not listening to the calls from the White House to wait to try to come to the U.S.
You have what I call the family friends network. They're saying, hey, guess what? We're able to get in. Why don't you go ahead and follow us? The third message is from the criminal organizations are saying, hey, look, come in and we can get you through. We're getting people in. Three messages, and which one do you think they're listening to? They're listening to the Family Friends Network, they're listening to the Criminal Organizations Network. Messaging, that is what's working, and therefore, the faster we process people, the more it feeds into the system, and the pipeline is going to continue getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit, and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call line. You still get on the air with us at 603-283-6160, which tonight is Aria, Kona, and Ian. And I want to say thank you to Ukraine79, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because joining the program, contributing to it, helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations, to get us more podcast downloads, all of that awesome stuff. It's the best way to help us do that. Ukraine 79, thank you so much. It only costs $5 per month to become an amplifier, and it comes with a number of cool little features, like an amp-only group on the Matrix server, which you can also find at chat.freetalklive.com. But check it out. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use USD if you want. Or you can use a better currency like Bitcoin. And if you really want to, you can email one of us, and presumably Ian, and use Bitcoin Cash or probably Monero or whatever. But check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Ukraine79, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue listening and enjoying the show. But speaking of money, Venezuela is evidently introducing a new $1 million note.
$1 million Bolivar.
Yeah, I always call it dollar for whatever reason. What is the highest denomination of USD? It's the 100, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'll change at some point in the near future.
Well, a 1 million bolivar bill, just to give you some sort of perspective here, right now on the black market in Venezuela, according to DollarToday.com, you will need 1.8 million and change, 1.87 million bolivar to purchase a dollar.
Jesus so the Christ, that's inflated to insane degrees.
Yes, yeah, so the newest bill that is being put out by the Venezuelan government of 1 million bolivar is worth just over 50 cents.
Okay. Now, this is not the first time that the Venezuelan bolivar has gotten to this point.
No, it's not. Well, I don't think they've had bills this large before, but let's get some detail here from Bloomberg. Reporting that Venezuela said it will introduce new large-denomination bolivar notes as hyperinflation renders most bills worthless, forcing citizens to turn to the U.S. dollar for everyday transactions, which has been going on now for well over a year, where the government of Venezuela has quietly been allowing people to use the dollar.
So how many bolivars does a loaf of bread cost? Assuming you can find a loaf of bread.
Right. Assuming you can find a loaf of bread and assuming that it's, you know, relatively close to what you would get it for in the United States, which are two unfair assumptions, you know, you're looking at 12 million bolivar or something like that. I mean, I'm just doing it off the top of my head.
Can you imagine carrying around that stack of paper? Because that's what they have to do without this million-dollar note. If they need to buy something that's, you know, 12 million bolivar or whatever, like a loaf of bread, they have to have $12,000, $1,000 notes?
They would, in that particular case.
Carrying a stack of 12,000 notes into a store here, that's for one loaf of bread.
Remember, one of the reasons that they cut the five zeros off the bills back in 2018 when they redenominated the bolivar from the Bolivar Fuerte or the Strong Bolivar to the Bolivar Soberano or the Sovereign Bolivar was because the numbers at the retail checkouts were getting so large. This is one of the reasons. They were getting so large, you know, the little pin pad that they do your credit card info on, mm-hmm. where you type in the amount on the pin pad. There weren't enough digits on the pin pads anymore to be able to actually handle the total amounts of the sales. So it was actually hindering anything from actually happening because you couldn't use a credit card because, you know, like you said, Arya, who wants to carry around stacks and stacks of cash to buy their groceries when you could use a debit card or something like that? Well, if the machines can't take 16 digits, because, I mean, how many credit card companies went to, you know, designed their equipment thinking that they were going to need to put 16 digits or whatever, or however many 12 digits or whatever, in for a typical sale? Those aren't designed for that. So they knocked five zeros off 2 years ago, and now already they're back with million bolivar notes.
I do have some perspective here, but it's from 2018, so it's a little dated at this point. But in 2018, a packet of corn flour, the most basic ingredient for making these corn cakes that are a part of the Venezuelan diet, cost 80,000 bolivars.
But that was that in dollars?
$1.60.
Okay.
So whatever that comes out to now, and that's for one packet of corn flour, 80,000 bolivars in cash.
That would now be the equivalent of 3 million bolivar.
For a packet of corn flour.
That's right. That's
absolutely
in 2 years.
Ravaged the economy mm-hmm. in less than 2 years.
Good.
Yeah, I did find a very interesting food prices list, and it does convert from USD to bolivar is VES. I guess that's for Venezuela.
But are they converting with the official rate, or are they converting with the black market rate? Because the numbers I'm giving you are the black market numbers, not the official numbers, which are set by the government and are incredibly dishonest.
And this, if you can find what you want to buy in the first place. A kilo of rice they say can cost you 220,000 bolivars, and again, this is from 2018. And finding a toilet paper roll at a retail store may take up to 7 days.
Venezuela introducing, according to a new statement on its website, they'll begin circulating the new, not just million bolivars, but also they're adding 200,000 and 500,000 bolivar bills. So three new increments or three new denominations to, quote, fulfill the country's economic requirements. Or the current economy's requirements, without providing further details. The 1 million bolivar note, the largest in the nation's history, is worth about 53 cents. as Venezuela's economy shrank for a seventh straight year in 2020. And, you know, it had to be even worse than any before, because not only were they hyperinflating the currency still, but also you had the COVID restrictions coming into place, which most undoubtedly made things even worse.
I don't understand why this is happening. Venezuela has done this repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How could they possibly make this same mistake again?
You mean the people of Venezuela to keep accepting this?
Yeah, any of them.
Yeah. Well, some people
How could they have the wool pulled over their eyes this many times?
Well, I mean, some people, they know this is bad, and, well, they've protested over it. So, what else are they supposed to do? I mean, I guess they could go
burn Chavez's house down? It's not Chavez anymore, is it?
Nah, he died.
It's Maduro.
It's Maduro. It's his successor. Was his right-hand man.
His house down.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not generally a fan of violence, but this guy is killing you.
No doubt about it. But, you know, would that actually change anything? That's another question. As Venezuela's economy shrank for the seventh straight year, the government turned a blind eye to the growing number of dollar transactions, kickstarted by rolling power outages that prevented credit and debit card purchases and fostered the use of cash. About 66% of transactions across the country are estimated to be made in foreign currency now, according to Eco Analytica. While the dollar has gained ground, Venezuelans continue to rely on bolivar bills for public transportation and to purchase subsidized fuel. The Caracas subway recently issued an electronic payment system after it routinely stopped charging passengers due to cash shortages. President Nicolas Maduro said he plans to move to a fully digital economy this year. You believe that one?
Oh, that's right. They created the Petro,
right?
Didn't they? Their own, quote, cryptocurrency.
Ari, in answer to your question, have you never been to bad parts of town? Where it's just everything is run down and every windows are boarded up
not
and there's
the extent
broken
that
glass
people
out in the street.
Sewage.
And people are drinking. These places exist in this country.
Not in Keene.
I mean, sometimes they're in the cities, sometimes they're out in the woods.
Look,
where you
I've seen some ghettos in the deep south. There is nowhere in the United States where people are drinking sewage. I don't know how to tell you that.
Yeah, I have
those places don't exist here.
Are they actually drinking sewage in Venezuela, or is it just water that is questionable?
It's tainted water. I wouldn't say it's questionable. There's definitely some.
I mean, have you never gotten an email from your water company saying, hey, look,
like that?
No, this was them taking water that was coming out of a sewer drain and having to drink it, presumably filtering it.
Well, that's actually it's what we're drinking, except it's just been, you know, filtered and sanitized.
Yeah, it's not being filtered in some
which is why whenever we have floods in this country, they always like boil warning.
Yeah, I don't think you have any idea what's happening in Venezuela. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live with Conan, Ian, and Aria tonight. And you're right. It doesn't say they were actually drinking sewage. They were drinking sewer water in Venezuela, as it turns out.
And totally fine.
And they were probably boiling it, too. Which you can't say has never happened in this country. People boiling nasty, murky water.
No, it's happening in Flint, Michigan right now.
Correct.
Still. Ongoing.
And that's all I'm really getting
but
at.
That's the fault of the government as well.
I think the what you mentioned earlier was, you know, how do these people put up with this?
Yeah, I want to know
years,
how the people
years,
in Flint
years,
put
and
up
years.
With it. How come they haven't started guillotining people?
Exactly. And what I'm saying is there are places all over this country where people have become so dependent on government and so useless in their own lives, and they just expect everything to be done for them. There are plenty of people on this and so covering this planet who have become so dependent on government to take care of them that they can't get out of it. They cannot dig themselves out of it because they don't know any other way because they were born in it. They were born into this.
Mm-hmm.
And Venezuela is a prime example.
This is why you don't feed the wildlife.
Exactly. Venezuela is a prime example with their oil, and everything was being taken care of. All their socialist programs were being taken care of. All the oil money, which they still have, by the way, which is sad. They have all that oil, except that I think the oil companies are in cahoots with each other, and they're basically blackballing Venezuela because they want the cheap oil. They want to drive them into non-existence for the cheap oil.
Well, that's not the oil companies aren't doing any damage to Venezuela. It's all being internally done. I mean, the government there is terrible. They're hyperinflating the currency, as we were just reporting with the new 1 million Bolivar notes, which are worth about 53 cents. So, and that's just barely going to cover the next week. I mean, the inflation there has been insane.
Yeah, as this article that I was just looking at that I actually clicked off of, it was 42,000%. In 2018. That's an insane amount of inflation. I wonder what the United States inflation rate was for the real inflation rate for 2020.
Hard to say.
Well, I know they printed an awful lot of money in 2020.
20% of the entire U.S. supply was printed in 2020.
Yep.
As I understand it, that means the inflation rate was likely at least around 20%. But I don't know exactly how all of that works out.
Well, all you really have to do is look at all of, not just Bitcoin, but just basically cryptocurrencies in general, and looking how, you know, how much they've gone up. And a lot of people are like, well, yeah, people are, they're becoming more popular and this and that. No, no. What the truth of the matter is, your USD, your dollar, is failed so miserably that the, it's just proven, you know,
it's both. I mean, Bitcoin is becoming more and more popular, and that is driving up the cost of it.
Mm-hmm. But it's being bought tremendously in Venezuela, by the way.
Yes.
That makes nothing but sense.
Yeah.
Because I believe a lot of the Venezuela is suffering brain drain. They've lost a lot of the people who probably could have helped the situation.
Right. If you've got
enough money, they left years ago.
Right. If you've got enough money and you can afford to get your family out, you get them out.
This is the same problem with the urban cities. You know, Chicago is a prime example. You have a lot of individuals who have become dependent on government who can't get out, and they don't understand how to get out. They don't understand that you can go live in the country, or you can go to another city, or you can go to Texas. Yeah, that's a great idea. They just, for whatever reason, they can't get off the couch. They can't get off of their butts. And make changes.
Well, in the United States, people are so comfortable, they have no reason to get off the couch, right? Like, there's something on TV they can be watching, and whether it's their sports or their favorite shows or, you know, playing the latest video games, they're very distracted. Whereas in Venezuela, they're constantly off their couch because they're off going to try to get food.
They're trying to get water. They burned their couch last week in order to...
Well, it's warm there, so they don't have to, like, stay warm.
Well, they were boiling the water.
Oh, to boil
the
water.
The sewer water. They burned the couch.
Well, right, there's power outages, so you wouldn't be able to actually use electricity to boil the water. There's constant, you know, blackouts and brownouts in places like in Venezuela.
Yeah.
But there's an interesting aside here. This story from Bloomberg, Venezuela's government is planning to move to a fully digital economy. Now, this is what people have been predicting in the United States for a long time. A lot of the conspiracy theory people that cash was going to go away.
Yeah, well, Christians have been talking about it my entire life. And I've got to say, at this point, I've got to give the point to the Christians.
They've been working towards this for a long time, and Venezuela apparently is planning to lead the way. According to the story, the dollar has operated as an escape valve for Venezuela amid U.S. sanctions and collapsing oil revenues, and I'll add socialism, which is the main problem. President Nicolas Maduro said in a televised interview with Telesur on Friday, he said 18.6% of all commercial transactions are in dollars. I don't think that's true. It's probably closer to half. While 77% are carried out in bolivars with debit cards, only 3.4% are paid with bolivar notes. He said, quote, they have a war against our physical currency. He's blaming other countries. He's blaming the United States.
Sure.
For their currency woes. He says, we're moving this year to a more profound digital economy in expansion. I've set the goal in an economy that's 100% digital. He said, adding that physical money will eventually disappear.
It sounds like he's waging war on their physical money.
Yes, that's exactly right.
He's the one eliminating it.
Yeah, well, there's one thing about digital money is that whoever printed it, whoever created it, in this case, Maduro and his government, have absolute control over it. This is
right.
This is the whole Great Reset thing going. This is that taking place right now.
Not necessarily. I mean, someone could create a digital currency and then let it loose into the wild.
Well, that's what Bitcoin is.
That's what Bitcoin is.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, guy.
And that is their escape valve in Venezuela and everywhere from bad
creator
money.
Of Bitcoin. I forgot his name. I was going to
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi
or her.
It could be.
Could be a group of people.
It could. It could be aliens. You know.
Could be Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is definitely not.
He's not a programmer, right? He's just an engineer.
He paid someone to do it. Who knows?
I doubt it. If so, he's late to the party, or at least appearing to be late to the party. So
I would, too, if I was Satoshi Nakamoto, though.
There's something else going on here, and I don't think that this story is going to mention it, but we've been watching what's been going on in Venezuela for a little while, and if you remember, there was a story a few years ago, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago now, that Venezuela could not pay its printer to print money.
Oh, yes. Didn't they set up something with a French organization?
I don't know how they ended up paying their bill. They had a debt to a company called, I think it was I'm forgetting the name. It was like this real froofy sounding.
I remember when we talked
company.
About this, though. It wasn't the last time we talked about Venezuela. We got into this a bit.
Yeah. So they have this private company that does the money printing of the bolivar. So it's not their own central bank that does it. The central bank actually hires a LaRue, I think was what it was called, or De La Rue or something like that. I think it was LaRue something. Anyway, they're like the world's largest or one of the top private money printers out there. And
spawns up the devil.
Yep.
Yeah. Was it LaRue?
No, they're bankers. Bankers are spawns of the devil. Yes.
Well, these people aren't even bankers. They're just taking money, USD presumably, or Bitcoin or something.
Or euros.
From Venezuela, and they're turning around and giving them useless bolivars so they can further screw over the Venezuelan people. They're
correct.
Accomplices in this evil atrocity.
They absolutely are. But they basically had told Venezuelan's government, we're cutting you off. Look, you know, you owe us real money for this fake stuff, or what they consider to be real money, right? Like the
you
better government money.
You owe us useful money.
The better government money.
So the paper supplier was De La Rue.
De La Rue. Not just paper, but they do the printing. They do it all. And then they send the money to Venezuela, and Venezuela's supposed to pay their bill. So at some point they must have paid their bill because they still are making money, right? Like they're still creating money, and, you know, they aren't doing it themselves. So if he does get rid of cash and goes to a digital-only bolivar, that just means they don't have to pay the printers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He can then just keep on inflating at whatever rate he wants to inflate, and it doesn't matter anymore because everything goes digital. They can chop off another 5 or 8 zeros from the end. That's probably what they'll do. They'll probably create a new bolivar. When all this is done, it'll only have been 2 years since they knocked 5 zeros off, or 3 years since they knocked 5 zeros off.
But that's exactly what our Federal Reserve is doing as we speak.
They haven't knocked any zeros off here in the United States yet. But ultimately, this is going to save Maduro money, and it'll give him total control. And he knows that people will still use dollars for cash transactions. So cash transactions aren't going away. They are going to continue in Venezuela, and the Venezuelan government is going to look the other way about it, just like they've been doing for the last year, and they just won't have to pay De La Rue or whatever to manufacture their money.
You're right. The federal government or the U.S. Treasury or the Federal Reserve Bank has not knocked any zeros off of the currency. But if people really want to understand how broke the United States is that your copper penny contains no copper. It's
and it also
zinc.
Costs more money
it costs
than a
like,
penny.
It like costs like 10 cents to print a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's how broke the United States is. That's how worthless
that's how
your money is. It's been Free Talk Live. Head on over to social.freetalklive if you want to hear from us, or if you want to sit down and have a chat with us. Chat.freetalklive.com will let you do that.
Again, or just call tomorrow.
Or just, yeah, even better. Or call tomorrow. But in the meantime, we'll be there. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.